Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Zach Street filling in tonight for Christian Garrick along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And we're joined now on the phone line, the Houdat Lending phone and text line, Joel Corey, CBS Sports Contracts and Salary Cap expert and host of Inside the Cap podcast. Joel, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Joel. Bobby and I have been talking a little bit about the Saints situation, and obviously we've not been alone on that. It's been a conversation around league circles for quite a while now because of all of the things that have occurred this season. I want to start you with this in particular. Drew Brees, a lot of us expect Drew to retire, expect him to turn it in. What can the Saints do? What are their options? What type of dead money is Drew going to end up being, you know, carrying? And what are some of their options for reducing some of that impact?
Well, you almost need him to retire because you can't bring him back and have him play on a $36.15 million cap number. You'd have to add more voidable years and convert money to signing bonus if he continues to play. Now, that being said, I expect the Saints to be very creative in what they do with him. There's going to be $22.65 million of dead money that needs to be accounted for, but the maximum way to split it over 2 years is if you take his $25 million base salary, have him agree, if he's retiring, drop it to his league minimum $1.075 million base salary, you get $23.925 million of cap relief immediately. Then you keep him on the roster until June 2nd, You don't put in his retirement paperwork until then. The Panthers did that with Luke Kuechly last year. And that way you split the dead money, the proration, over 2 years. You would pick up $1.075 million of cap relief on June 2nd when the base salary would go away. But the $11.5 million in bonus proration relating to his 22 and 23 contract years voiding don't become a cap charge this year and next year, and you have $11.115 million of dead money this year. So that's a whole lot I said, and people's heads are probably swimming, but that's where, how you get the maximum relief this year by doing it that way.
Now, you know, Joe, you look at all the NFL teams, they got salary cap experts or so to speak, who they trust with that responsibility. Where do you rank Kai Harley? Because to me, he's been unbelievable along with Mickey Loomis, how they worked that out. And there's no way that even if you're planning for the future, even at this time next year, we didn't know about no damn COVID. And all of a sudden, the salary caps continues to grow, but then it's down potentially, I don't know, 25, 20 million. We don't know what's going to occur in negotiation. I was talking with Zach early about the CBA with the players union and the owners and all that. Boy, you almost have to be a magician considering what the circumstance where he at right now?
Yeah, well, he's been one of the best and most creative since he's been there, and he's been there for over a decade.
Right.
In terms of being able to manipulate the salary cap, in terms of being able to maximize a roster in the present. And you're right that nobody could have predicted the pandemic. Everyone typically plans for the cap to go up, and conservatively,
right,
you're thinking $210 million is where the cap would be. Teams plan in three-year snapshots, so no team was contemplating the cap potentially being $175 million. Even if it stays flat miraculously and it's still at $198.2 million, there are a lot of teams that are going to be in trouble because nobody could have contemplated this.
Now, you know, Joe, when you look at like a guy all of a sudden flash in the pan, you want to do it more than 1 year. And obviously this was his breakout season because his contract's up. I look at Cam Jordan. He did it for a number of years, then you compensate him. But what is your take on Trey Hendrickson? I mean, obviously you want, this is the perfect time to be a free agent. I don't know, you know, dealing with COVID and the salary cap. But can the Saints still maybe afford to keep him?
Probably not. He's probably priced himself out of the market because all it takes is just a few good games even to get paid. I remember years ago in the early stages of my agent career, there was a cornerback, Ashley Ambrose, who did nothing until his contract year, and only the last few games of his contract year did he play great and then goes out and gets paid. So you really don't have to have a long track record for getting paid. I'm sticking on cornerbacks. A.J. Bouye did nothing for 3 years, then takes advantage of a Kevin Johnson injury, then gets paid by the Jaguars. So
right.
No one saw Trey Hendricks ended up tied for second NFL in sacks with 13 and a half.
Right.
He didn't even earn the proven performance escalator in the CBA because he played, his playing time was so limited in his first 3 years. So strike while the iron's hot. He's a let the buyer beware free agent to me because of the lack of a track record, but I expect him to price himself out of New Orleans.
Talking with Joel Corey, CBS sports contracts and salary cap expert and host of the Inside the Cap podcast. Bobby, go ahead.
Now, you know, Joe, when you look at, obviously, okay, who's the future quarterback with the Saints? When you break it down, because it's a number of individuals, depending on their contract status, you could say, okay, do we go with Taysom Hill combination and a Jameis Winston, or do you maybe try and work something out with a young Sam Darnold? Or I know Sean Payton was on top of, he really liked Jimmy Garoppolo. A lot like Patrick Mahomes, even though we couldn't get him because the Chiefs jumped all over that. Or maybe a young, truly established veteran, what I mean by young 30s, in Matthew Stafford. Where do you think the Saints could be heading in the future without Drew Brees? Because they've had a good roster. No one has won more games than the Saints the past four seasons. 49 games, that's hard to win. But who's your future trigger man?
Well, Dan Campbell has anything to do with it. Matthew Stafford's still in Detroit. And besides that, you won't have the $20 million to absorb his base salary, absorb his salary for this year. So that's,
right,
you have a hard enough time to get under the cap. That takes someone on like that. It's probably Taysom Hill. If I'm Jameis, I'd have to have assurances that it's an open competition, which isn't heavily slanted in Hill's favor, for me to think about returning. If I'm Jameis, I'm looking at Indianapolis as a potential home because they don't have anyone. I guess they could bring back Jacoby Brissett, but they missed the playoffs the year he started.
But Joe, along that point, okay, Jameis, when you have more incentives, prove it type deal, would you pay Jameis Winston right now $20 million? It's not like Teddy Bridgewater.
Absolutely
when
not.
He went
not
5
paying
and
20 million.
Right.
I'm not paying Jameis Winston 20 right now.
Right. So I think the Saints might be able to keep him.
He's not going to be looking for money. He's going to be looking for opportunity, thinking if I go in and play lights out, the money's going to come. So he's going to be cheap no matter where he goes because he's thinking
great point.
Opportunity to compete at worst. I'm looking – if I can walk into a starting job, didn't happen last year, probably won't happen again. But opportunity to compete, some incentives where if I'm on the field each start, I get paid and more if we win the game.
Right.
Something like that. So he's probably your most affordable option. Sam Darnold, Robert Saleh, it seems like, at least publicly, has said positive things about him. But you really don't know if he can play. Because it's been 3 years, and he's been up and down. Maybe if you got him with better coaching and a better cast supporting
Sean
cast,
Payton and Pete Carmichael would make Sam Darnold a serviceable starter. I mean, if you have a great team around him. I'm not saying he's going to carry the team, but who in the hell wants to play for the Jets? They ain't done nothing. I mean, it's just a bad situation there. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, he's just fortunate they won too many games. Otherwise, he'd definitely be out of a job because Trevor Lawrence would be picked.
Right, you're right.
Joel, the Saints had a huge draft class in 2017, really the core of their success over these past 4 years, and a couple of their first-rounders are working into their fifth-year deal now. So Ryan Ramczyk and Marshawn Lattimore, those guys are both pretty prime candidates, right, to be extended to drop some cap charges?
Yes, you got to extend one of them because you can only franchise somebody next year. So, to me, Ramczyk may have a little more urgency because Taron Armstead's also in his contract year, so you got to have one of the tackles in the contract going into next year. But then neither one of the two first-round picks will be cheap. Lattimore is a little on the inconsistent side.
Yes.
Plays great, has some lapses. But that being said, he's probably going to want to be paid at least like Tre'Davious White, which is $17.25 million per year.
What?
Yes.
Joe, I don't know about that. I mean, Joe.
That's why I hesitate on him.
Yes.
I would maybe make him play it out. Now, with Ramczyk, that's the sure thing.
Yes.
So Jack Conklin signed for $14 million per year to leave the Titans to go to the Browns, but I doubt Ramczyk's looking for that. Prior to Laremy Tunsil signing, the two highest paid tackles in the league were right tackles, Lane Johnson and Trent Brown. So he's probably looking more in that $18 million per year neighborhood, also saying, hey, Garrett Bowles, who did nothing for 3 years, played great this year, signed for $17 million per year. There's really no distinction between left and right tackle salaries in Ramczyk's mind. So at least $17 million per year to get him to stay is probably what he's thinking.
Without a doubt.
So I would take care of him, but then now what you can do with Lattimore is what was done with Sheldon Rankins, which I'd never seen done before. For a guy in a fifth-year option, they added voidable years. Two of them turned a bulk of his fifth-year option into signing bonus, stretched it out so that they could get cap relief. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that with Lattimore and kind of punt on doing him now and make him come back and have the type of year which made him Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2017 for the 2021 season before paying him. And if that happens, you're talking close to Jalen Ramsey money.
Well, Jalen Ramsey, come on. Lattimore can't hold Jalen Ramsey's job. I mean,
That doesn't matter.
I think Lattimore is very good. How about this, Joel? Do you think – I don't think Lattimore is that much better than Jackrabbit. I mean, you look at Jackrabbit, they're not paying him $11 million. He's going to have to get a hometown discount, whatever would occur. But I don't view Lattimore like head and shoulders above Jackrabbit. I mean, maybe it's just my opinion, but what's your take on that?
Well, I can see your point, but if you're going to have to pay Lattimore, he's not coming cheap. You know, he's never signed a contract in the James Bradbury range of 14 and a half. If he's going to sign with the Saints, it's going to be more than Tre'Davious White, which is $17.5 million per year, or he ain't signing. You'll have to end up franchising him.
Damn.
He's not going to take that, and his agent isn't going to take that.
Well, his agent won't, but I don't know. He don't pick off the ball enough. To me, Lattimore is outstanding at times.
Okay, I'll give you a guy who doesn't pick off the ball. Byron Jones does not pick off passes, and he briefly became the highest-paid corner in the league when he went to the Dolphins in free agency at $16.5 a year.
And you know, you ask a casual fan, they go, Who are you talking about? Now they know Jalen Ramsey. I don't know how you make plays on the ball and all that comes into play. No, listen, I'm a Lattimore fan. I think Lattimore is outstanding, but I just don't think he's that much better than Jack Rabbit.
Joel,
you know, he's supposed to be your number one shutdown corner, so if you want to pay number one corner,
I agree. Supply and demand.
He's also young, which is the other side of the conversation that's inevitable to have. He's also
great
young
point.
And be around for a little while. Joel, man, we really appreciate the time. Joel Corey, CBS Sports Contracts and Salary Cap expert and host of the Inside the Cap podcast. Joel, thanks so much, man.
Joel is outstanding. He knows what the hell he's talking about. I appreciate you coming on, Joel, because I know you know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you so much. When we come back, John Brady, LSU basketball color analyst, joins the show right here on Sports Talk on WWO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.